Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hello, everyone. So nice of you to join me tonight. This is Lilydale Radio. The name of the show is called Embracing Your Essence, and I'm Colleen van der Zijden. I'm a registered medium at Lilydale. I'm also a certified life coach, and those are two of my most favorite things to do. As a medium, I like to connect in with our loved ones on the other side. And as a life coach, I help people basically handle their lives. I help them with their problems, look at them from a different way, whatever it is. Hi, Dolores. Thanks for joining me. Nice to see you here. So we're going to talk about some interesting things tonight. We're going to talk about the wisdom of the body. But first, we want to talk about some things going on at Lilydale. Upcoming this very weekend, coming up in a few days, is the preseason kickoff at Lilydale. So the preseason kickoff has all sorts of things happening. If you're thinking about coming, I recommend that you go to the website, lilydaleassembly.org, and check out what's happening. I'm going to give you a rundown, a brief one, but if you want to go there, you can see everything that's going on. Friday night, here we go. We've got the Hawaiian-themed beach party, and I heard it might be warm. We'll see. Saturday, there's yoga in the morning, and then there's Reiki. Teresa Sheffer, is doing a Reiki Level 1 workshop on Saturday from 9:30 to 4:30. Okay, then we have a healing temple at 11 a.m. Then there's a mediumship service at Inspiration Stump, and that will be outside at 1 o'clock, and I will be there, and I know some other mediums will be as well. And then there's Ayurvedic facial yoga at 2:30, then a nature walk. And in the evening on, I'm going to make sure I'm on the right day, Saturday, there's Ingest Comedy Variety Show from 7 until 8. I bought my ticket the other day, so I'm looking forward to that. And then on Sunday, there's Chakras from the Eastern Perspective with Jen Shepherd. I know Jen very well. She's a great teacher. So if you're all interested in chakras from the Eastern Perspective, she's the one to study it with. So I had my healing immersion weekend this past weekend, and I have to tell you, I was just so excited. I had the best group ever. I know I've had so many great people in my workshops over the years, and I just had so much fun with them. We were doing so much healing work, and they were the most wonderful people. And it's really, for me, it was really special to see these people who were willing to learn different things, different techniques. And they were so open, and they're going to be, and they are, amazing healers already. So we had fun. So I do want to acknowledge that because it was just such a good time. So before I get into the topic tonight, I did want to talk about Lilydale a little bit. Hi, Mick. Hi, Sarah. Thanks for joining us here. I just wanted to mention some of the things going on with Lilydale because Lilydale is opening in a little over 2 weeks. We have just a little bit of time left. I was there yesterday and today putting my flower boxes in and all that. I may have too many flowers. I'm not sure if that's possible, but there are a lot of flowers in front of my house right now. So I think it's beautiful. We'll see how it looks. So it's coming up. So I wanted to talk about I'll talk about the daily events, just so you know what's happening. Hello, hello, Dolores. And Lisa, I see, is joining. I'll be talking a little bit about Lisa in a minute. So the daily events, what you've got here, I'm going to find one just to make sure. You know how sometimes, you know, I don't have my brain functioning all the way. I just want to make sure I have it all. So we have, I found one, blessing. We have a meditation service at 8:30 in the morning at the Healing Temple. So these are all the things that are included with your gate fee when you get in every single day. If you do nothing else, you could go from one thing after another and have a totally packed day. You wouldn't need to go to a workshop or see a medium or anything like that. You would have so much to do. And that's why some people come and they spend a whole bunch of time there, like a week or two or a month even. Hi, Ray. Nice to see you. Hi, Marla. Oh, thank you, Marla. My house is looking beautiful. I say so myself. So 8:30, you have a meditation service. 9:30, wait a minute, that's a class. Never mind. 10:30 is the healing service at the Healing Temple. Now, this would be on a Tuesday, okay? Just it's a little bit different on the weekends, Sunday particularly. 11:30, there's a video presentation in the library. At 1 o'clock, we have the Outdoor Inspiration Stump Service. And that's a workshop. 2:30 is the church service in the auditorium. You'll see there a medium and a speaker and the inspirational message, that kind of thing. So you can go to church service every day. 4 o'clock is an outdoor service, inspiration, like the Inspiration Stump, but it's at the Forest Temple. So that's another outdoor service where you can get messages. And then at 5:30, there's another service at Inspiration Stump, my favorite place to be. And then on Tuesday, there's actually Voices of Mediumship. So there are usually activities in the evening as well that you can go to. There is so much there. If you have not gotten your book yet, call them, email them, and they will send you a physical copy. You can get all of this online, and I do recommend you look at it online, but I like having a book because I like looking through it and changing my mind about what I'm going to go to. I should say adding more things to my list of what I'm going to. There was an issue with the website last week. People who were registering, there was supposed to be a discount, and it wasn't working, and there were some difficulties. So they have extended the discounted pricing, I believe, until the 6th of June, I believe. But if I were you, I would make sure if you want to buy something for the summer, go to a workshop in particular, that you get your tickets by tomorrow. So there will be discounted pricing, I'm quite sure, still tomorrow. I wouldn't wait till the 6th just in case there's an issue. So I would just do it tomorrow. I've already bought, I don't know how many tickets, it's ridiculous. And I'm going to buy a few more tomorrow because I missed something. I missed Colin Bates. He's a famous medium, and he's doing a workshop on July 5th in the evening, and then another one during the day on Saturday. So I'm going to go on the 5th in the evening. And then Saturday night, July 6th, I believe it is, he is going to do a mediumship demonstration with Janet Nohavik and Joe Scheel. And those, all three of them are amazing mediums, so I'll be going to that too. I love to watch other mediums work. It's really good for us as a medium to see how everybody else works. So there's all my information about Lilydale. Check out the website there, lilydaleassembly.org. My website, ColleenVanderZyden.com, or be brave, you know, just try it, see what happens, VanderZyzy. The quick link is psychicmediumColleen.com. There's also other quick links, but that's the one we use the most. I have someone now redoing my website. So in 2 weeks or less, I will be unveiling a brand new look, and it's going to be very exciting for me anyway, because I have all new colors. It's just going to be awesome. So today's topic is the wisdom of the body. And I have been thinking about talking about this for quite some time now, probably weeks now. But then after having this healing weekend where I spent basically 3 days with people, I really started thinking about it a little bit more, because when we were there, I was talking about energy, of course, and how energy works. And I said to them that the body has a natural ability to heal itself. And everybody kind of just went, yeah, that makes sense. Because when you think about it, if we have a cut, we don't have to do something in particular to make it heal, usually, unless it's a big one, of course. You know, the body will heal itself. Sometimes we help it along, but it does heal itself. And sometimes, you know, it's a little bit more difficult. But as I thought about this more, I started realizing and thinking further about how we tend to forget our bodies. And, you know, we eat poorly, we don't take care of ourselves, we work too hard, we don't get enough sleep, we don't move our bodies, we ignore or don't pay attention to, or we're not aware of the messages that our body is giving us. And we take it for granted to such a point that we really are unaware. And I can be quite guilty of that, not really paying attention to my body. I get too busy, and you know how we assume the body's just always going to keep working the way it always has, so we just don't think much of it. So I didn't, you know, for myself, I don't really take care of myself as much as I might. So a few weeks ago, or probably a couple of months ago, I hired a body coach, so to speak. So I hired somebody who I wanted her to help me come up with an exercise plan, something that I could do that was easy enough, that wasn't going to hurt me, because I have a tendency to get hurt apparently when I exercise, and something that I could get to without, you know how you put everything off. So if I had a short little plan, it would be what would really help me. And I had a much better chance of achieving this goal. So I met with her. Her name is Lisa. So I'm just going to say her name because it's a lot easier saying her all the time. And I met with her and told her, you know, some of the things that go on in my body. I tend to spend too much time working, sitting in a chair. You know, I'm sitting in the chair in my office, sitting in my chair driving to Lilydale, sitting in my chair at Lilydale. You know, I'm sitting all the time. A long time ago, I used to exercise a lot. I mean, I was at the gym at least 3 or 4 days a week. I was lifting weights. I was using machines, doing all sorts of things. And I really liked it. I really enjoyed it. And I was strong, you know, and my muscles looked good, all of that stuff. And I was really good about walking. And I would walk anywhere from, you know, 30 minutes to 60 or more minutes almost every day. And then, you know, life came in again. And when I was doing the exercise, it was nice to have the body moving, but I noticed it really helped my stress level too. So it was kind of like a bonus here for me. But then I had this bout about 6 and a half, maybe 7 years, almost 7 years ago. I had this bout with this really strange arthritis that affected my whole body. And I was having a problem just getting out of bed, much less doing anything else. So I kind of got off the habit of exercising because I had to wait until everything recovered and healed before I could move on. So when I started trying to get back into it, things just weren't quite right. So I would walk on the treadmill for 10 minutes and hurt my arm somehow. I don't even know how I hurt it. And then I couldn't really use my arm very much for like a month. It was the strangest thing. So then I try to walk some outside, you know, a little bit, and it just, I never really got back into it. And I think a lot of the issues with my body are from playing the violin for, well, we figured out it was like 50 years or something like this, that I've been playing my violin for so long that I've kind of damaged some things and gotten things out of alignment here. So when I was working with Lisa, my body coach, she was giving me exercises, and we kept experimenting with different ones that I could do that wouldn't hurt me, of course. But also, she kept emphasizing the connection to the body, making sure I was really connected, that I need to be in my body. And she was also connected with the spiritual side of things and the value of being within our bodies, especially when we're working in the spiritual realms. And she kept talking about paying attention to things. You know, when you do exercises, sometimes you space out, you don't really pay attention. She kept saying, pay attention to your breathing, pay attention to how you're sitting, pay attention to where you feel the exercises. And we were doing one exercise where we were lifting, I was sitting on the ground and I was lifting one leg. So I'd lift my right leg up off the ground and then put it down, just not far, just a little bit. So I could do that. That wasn't a problem. But when I tried to do my left leg was so hard to lift. I couldn't really get it up. I was like, oh my goodness, my left leg is not working. This is very interesting to me. So we realized that I had an imbalance between the sides of my body. Now, in the metaphysic world, the right side is the masculine side and the left side is the feminine side. Take all of those things with a grain of salt, you know, but that's something that we work with. So I'm thinking, okay, that's very interesting that my right side, my more masculine side, is stronger. Now, of course, I am dominant right hand, all of that, but this was enough of a difference that it was more than that, okay? And the left side was so much weaker. And then I started thinking this was kind of the point of my being there, was to integrate my body back into my life. And I needed to integrate those, both of those sides, not be focused on one over the other. And I realized as I was thinking about this, as you know I always do, that I've been really doing a lot myself. You know, I'm taking care of so many things on my own. And because of that, my right side is in control. We got to get this done. We got to do this. We got to do that. I've kind of neglected the more feminine aspects of myself. I've neglected kind of being the female, you know, really, because I haven't really needed that energy so much. I mean, with my kids, you know, I have the nurturing energy, or my clients even for that matter, that comes out there. So it's not like I have no feminine energy happening, but it is, but there needs to be more, and it's more of an acknowledgement to myself. And it's common, I think, for many of us to be imbalanced, and we, of course, are not going to be balanced all the time. You know, both sides of my body are not going to be balanced all of the time. The energy flows. It ebbs and flows. So as I was talking to a workshop participant this past weekend, we were talking about that issue of not being really balanced, and she wanted to know what to do as well. And I talked about self-care is very important when we're working with our body. We have to be self-care. You know, you get up enough sleep, do all those things, you know, meditate if we want to, take the time to ourselves, eat right, exercise, whatever it is. But I also said to her that also included, because of the feminine side, the vulnerability of being who we are, the vulnerability of being open and honest and authentic to who we truly are. Vulnerability is not a weakness. It's really just another aspect of ourselves when we're showing ourselves as we really are. It's a strength to be able to do that. And I was watching a video with Brené Brown. She's got a show on Netflix that was like a special. So I watched that, and she talked about vulnerability, and she talked about how it involves risk and being authentic and allowing yourself that emotional exposure. So when you're vulnerable, you are exposing yourself. And she was very clear that you only be vulnerable with the people who deserve to know your story, okay? The people who deserve to know your story. You don't want to necessarily be vulnerable and be honest and open and emotionally sensitive and risking that emotion with somebody that you know is going to put you down and be a jerk to you, okay? So you've got to do that. Now, as she was talking about this, she talked about somebody who came up to her and said that he was going to try to be vulnerable with himself. And she said, you can't be vulnerable with yourself. If you're going to be vulnerable, you have to do it with other people. And as she said that, I thought, no, I disagreed with her. I disagreed with a famous person. Because you have to be vulnerable with yourself before you can be vulnerable with other people. You have to be aware of yourself. You have to be willing to take the risk to look at yourself and face the fear, face those shadows, those dark parts we ignore, deny, wish we didn't have. We have to be willing to look at that and be vulnerable, go, you know what, yeah, sometimes I can be a real jerk, but I'm doing the best I can to not be that way and love myself anyway. And we want to be able to move into that uncertainty of not necessarily knowing where we're going to go, not necessarily knowing how things are going to be received. We're just going to be ourselves, and it's all good. Now, all of that, all of everything I just said, all came because I was paying attention to my body. It opened up a whole new kind of thought pattern in my head now. And it's important for us. Hold on, my phone is ringing and my mother's calling. Apparently she forgot I have a show tonight because she's usually watching, so she'll probably figure it out soon. So part of the reason I was paying attention to my body is because as healers, mediums, spiritual people, we love to be in the third eye chakra, the crown chakra. We want to be up there where we have those mystical experiences, those awesome meditations where we're channeling. Remember back when you had those first experiences where you were connected spiritually and it was so cool, so awesome, and you wanted to get back there as soon as you can. The problem with this, it's not really a problem. The issue, we'll say it's an issue. The issue with this is if we spend all of our time trying to get back up there, we are not really grounded in the body. We're not physically present here. We won't have the full experience of life. And as you've heard me say many a time, the whole reason we are here is to live fully in our physical body and experience life in that realm. That doesn't mean I'm ignoring the other part. It means I'm integrating the two pieces together. We're here to live life in the physical. We can't always be floating away into space. As much fun as that is, we need to be here experiencing life. So I'm working on getting into my body, being grounded so I can be connected. As I think further, of course, about this, your body is always giving you messages. It's always giving you messages, but we just don't pay attention. So we have the physical one, of course, taking care of yourself, all of those things. You'll also get warnings or intuitive moments where something shows up in your body. And we'll talk a little bit about this, how this happens, how you can notice it. Sometimes your body will reflect mental or emotional strain or stress or even happy things. So it will reflect how you're feeling. Way back, a million years ago, it seems now. I remember I was watching some TV show. I was in graduate school, and I was watching some TV show or something, and it was about somebody was having problems getting pregnant. And I had this kind of weird feeling in the pit of my stomach. It was kind of like this shooting thing. And I thought, well, what is this? And it was the kind of feeling I get when I have a sense of dread, something bad has happened or it's going to happen. And that was actually the first hint I had that in my relationship, I was going to be experiencing infertility. I had a little premonition there as to what was going to happen because I had that feeling. Then I was not aware of what my body was showing me. I wasn't connected. I just didn't know. So to connect to the body, of course, anytime you want to make a change in your life or make improvements or anything, no matter what it is, not just the body, it's being aware. Awareness is usually first. You've got to be aware of what you want, where you want to be. And because we take our body for granted, we have to make a conscious decision to reconnect to our body. We have to say, you know what, I'm going to pay attention to my body and see what my body says. Now, I've tried this in the past, and without reminders all over the house, it just doesn't stay in my mind. Even when you're deciding what you want to eat, and I know you've heard this before, stop before you start eating and see what your body wants. I'm an emotional eater. I claim that. I love it. You know, if I'm happy, I'm going to have sugar. If I'm sad, I'm going to have sugar. And it's just the way it is. So I've been trying very hard in the past, few months really, to stop before I eat something, going, okay, why do you want to eat that? Are you eating it just because you want to have it? And sometimes that's just fine too, okay? And other times my body's going, you know, I don't really want to eat that. I'd rather have something else. And then I might make a different decision. It doesn't always work. Sometimes I lose my connection in my head. But that's a simple way to get back in your body. You've got to make that decision. Something else you can do is to scan your body, scan your body, see what's going on in your body. You just sit for a minute or stand, whatever you want. Close your eyes usually so you can pay attention. Just scan through your body, find if there's areas of tension, pain, stress, whatever. You just want to see and feel. You're noticing. You're not judging. You're not going to go, oh, no, I got that pain back. Oh, no, this is horrible. What am I going to do? That's not what you're doing. You're just going, okay, I noticed a little tension right there. My right knee feels a little interesting. My shoulders are a little tight. And then what you can do, of course, is send intention. Breathe. Send intention. What do you want it to do? Send light, love, peace, healing energy, calm, relaxation, whatever it is. And you want to send positive things, of course. So that's a way to get back in your body. It would take you 1 minute to do all of that. You sit, take a breath, go down your body or go up your body, whichever is easier. If you notice anything that just catches your attention, just send some positive energy there with your breath. Literally 1 minute. How hard can that be, right? We just have to remember. So another thing, as you do this, you're paying attention to your body. You're just breathing. So this is just getting you to notice your body. Just notice it. No judgment, never any judgment. We're just noticing. Okay, I've got to see what Regine, I don't know how to say your name. You've got to tell me sometime. Regine? Sorry if it's wrong. I'm trying to become a vegetarian, but it has been a struggle. I know my body will be better off if I get those negative energies out of me. Okay, hold on. I got to hit the C more. Ah, I can't do it with my left hand, apparently. I recognize how it makes me my body feel when I go on a meat fast. Yeah, and sometimes meat can be really bad for people. And that's something I talked about actually in my healing class. For me, I have to have meat. And there were a couple of people looking at me that, you know, it was so interesting. But for me, it grounds me. It keeps me in my body. Okay. I had a friend a long time ago who kept trying to convince me I needed to eat more of a certain vegetable because that was the best vegetable to eat. But for me, it's not because I hate it and I'm not going to eat it. So that's the way it is. So if I eat it, I don't feel right. So if I have too many vegetables, I don't feel right. Isn't that interesting? So if things aren't working out for me, it's we're all individual. We've got to go with what feels right to us. So as you're paying attention to your body, a strategy, and this is a little side note, is that when you pay attention to your body, it gets you back in the present moment. You're not going to be thinking about the future. You're not going to be thinking about the past. You're right in the present. So just these simple ideas, those two or three simple ideas of paying attention, reconnecting to your body can have a profound effect. If you do nothing else with this talk tonight, you can make changes just from those simple things. just was diagnosed that I should not be eating dairy. Dolores, I know what you mean. I can't have gluten, and I really shouldn't be having dairy anymore either. But life changes, and we just go with the flow with this. Now, something else to consider with the body. Let me see what time it is. Okay, good. When we experience an emotion, positive, negative, stress, worry, fear, anger, anything, or positive ones, we feel it in our body somewhere, especially if we're experiencing negative, more challenging emotions. So if you get upset, where do you feel it? How do you feel it? Do your shoulders raise? Is your jaw tight? Do you get stomach flutters? Do your legs get sore because you're holding them so tightly? Everybody has their own reactions to things, but when we're upset about something, our body will constrict. So there'll be some part of your body that will constrict. So again, what you can do is after you notice it, don't judge it. After you notice it, just breathe again into it. Breath changes so much. Just breathe again into it, okay? Don't resist it, because if we're resisting things, then we hold on to it longer. So if we just go, okay, oh yeah, my stomach's feeling a little strange today again, so let's just breathe into it, and I'm just going to breathe healing energy in, and I'm going to ask it to release, and you can do whatever that feels right to you. So now on another, a side note from that kind of thing, you can use your body signs to discover how you feel and get a message about something. So say you're not really sure why your body feels interesting, so you've got a little pain over here or whatever. If you touch into that area and just go, okay, I'm curious. I want to know what's happening over there. What does it tell you? It'll give you a message. So if your stomach is tense, you could say, you know, stomach, why are you so tense today? What's going on? And you just kind of wait a second, just breathe. See what comes in. And you might hear, you've got to learn to let go. Don't hold on to things. If your shoulders are tight, you might, why are my shoulders so tight? Oh, and the message might be, you can't control everybody else. And stop trying to control yourself while you're at it. Trust that life is going to work out. Maybe you get headaches. And the message is, you have to trust us. We'll take care of the details. Neck pain. Time to expand your view and look at things from a different angle. Now notice these kinds of messages are all empowering, positive, inspiring, reassuring messages. They're not self-critical. They're not saying, oh, you're so stupid. I can't believe you even whatever. You know, they're not blaming anybody else or anything else for why you feel the way you do. So the message you're looking for is a message that has to do with you that's empowering to help you shift your perspective, to help you look at something from that different angle that is more empowering. If when you touch into a spot in your body, with, you know, related to an emotion or something, and you get a negative, horrible kind of message, you're not getting the one you want. That's your self-critical voice talking. That's not a higher message, because these messages will come from someplace higher. Okay, so that's fun to do. Another variation, you're having a problem in life, something not going right in life. You can see where you feel that in your body, because it's likely if it's bothering you, it is showing up in your body somewhere. Okay, so again, you scan it, you can get the message. And then what you can do with this is you can visualize what that problem looks like in your body. Okay, so use your imagination. What color is it? What shape? What size? Is, you know, what kind of energy is it that might be infiltrating your body? So use the imagination, okay? Don't go, oh, I can't see that. Just make it up. And then as you look at it, you can see it in your mind's eye, and you can send energy to that to shift it. So your body is giving you messages, and you can use the messages within the body, the energy within the body, to shift not only how you're experiencing life in your own mind, but also externally as well. You can shift your perspectives on that and send positive energy to it, which will affect the external situation. So no matter whatever it is that you see, you can send light to it, love to it, and just imagine it dissolving in some way. That's working with the energy of your body to change whatever is happening. Okay, you can change all sorts of things with this and help you solve your problems. Now, in terms of healing, and I do want to acknowledge healing, because when we think of the body, so frequently we think of our pains, illnesses, diseases, all those things. since I just spent a whole weekend workshop on it, I'm just going to give you one little idea, is you can make that ball of energy between your hands. Just make this ball of energy. And as you kind of play with it, you know, your intention is to create this ball of energy. You're infusing it with healing energy. Okay. And then what you can do is you can just take it and put it in your body with intention. You can do hand motions and move it there. Something I do want to mention when we're talking about physical illnesses and physical difficulties, something people say a lot is you are not your body. And what they mean by that is although your body may be having challenges, that is not the totality of who you are. Don't allow yourself to be limited or defined by your bodily challenges. You are much more than your body. As I'm talking about it tonight, your body, we're using it as a way, barometer to learn and grow, to pay attention to ourselves, to be grounded in this body. So I just wanted to mention that. As another aside, I've got another aside for you, is if you do have something serious going on, or even not serious in your body, don't call it my cancer, my this. Because what happens when you say my is you're claiming it, you're owning it. Instead, say the, okay? Or the body is experiencing arthritis. This is happening, okay? When I say my arthritis, that means I'm claiming it, I'm keeping it. Thank you very much. It's all good. So if you're looking to release something from your body, don't use the word my when you describe it, okay? That's just a little aside. I just wanted to get that in there while I thought about it. Dolores says, just say I was diagnosed, never own it. Yes. And Regine's talking about, I use solfeggio frequencies to help ease pain and balance. Yes, I just talked about that on Sunday. We were doing all sorts of sound healing and things. It was fun. You can use, there's so many things that you can use to get your body back to yourself and get back here. There are so many things. Maybe I should write a whole thing on that. One more thing. The body will warn you of things. And like I was talking about before, you'll get that feeling, that intuition, you know, you just get this pit of the stomach maybe feeling. So if you're in a situation, you're walking down the street, you're walking someplace and you know somebody's behind you and all of a sudden you just get this really strange feeling, whether it's just fear talking in quotes or if it's an intuitive hit, whatever it is, acknowledge it and then feel. You'll know where it is in your body. So lots of people will get it in their stomach because the stomach really is the center for feeling so much in our lives, but it may not be for you. And remember, these things can be subtle. So we've kind of just got to let them flow. And the more you pay attention to your body, the easier it will be to get messages from your body. You'll be able to know where that feeling is for you. It's not always the same for everybody, of course. But the more aware you are, the easier it will be. Now, I do want to do a brief commercial break before I wrap this up. To call in, the number is 818-739-8818. Okay, 818-739-8818. I do want to mention LilydaleAssembly.org and my website, PsychicMediumColleen.com or ColleenVanderZijden.com. And you can call in for all sorts of reasons. You can call in if you want to talk about the topic. And I would love to hear if you have stories about how you got a message from your body. I would love to hear that. You know how much I love stories. And if you want to talk about metaphysical things, you have questions, mediumship, healing, whatever, you have a problem and you want coaching, okay, not necessarily a psychic prediction, that kind of thing, but you want coaching. You want to know what to do to feel better. We can do that. Or you can always call in for a brief mediumship reading. And a mediumship reading is when we're connecting in with somebody on the other side, not necessarily telling you what to do. As you know me, if I feel something, I'm going to tell you with the understanding that you're the one creating your life, okay? So if you want your father to tell you if you should move, he may or may not tell you, okay, because you're creating your life. They just want you to live your life. Okay. So those are the reasons you can call in. I'll be wrapping this up and then I'll be taking callers. I only have a teeny bit left to say. One more thing to make sure you're grounded in your body is to make sure you're using your body if you can. I mean, obviously, if you can't, then you got to do what you got to do. But if you can garden, walk, dance, paint, whatever it is you do where you use your body to express yourself, pay attention to what you're doing. That's getting you back in your energy. Pay attention when you do the everyday things, washing the dishes. You always hear about monks and things like that, who situations like that where people, where part of their meditation is, you know, raking or gardening or whatever, you know, doing the dishes. So use that, because when you're paying attention to what your body is doing, you're grounding. When I exercise, what I would normally do is I want to distract myself. I want to watch TV, a movie, whatever. I want to do that rather than paying attention to my body. But when I was working with Lisa, my coach, I was noticing where I was feeling the muscles. I'm like, oh, I can feel it there. Is that where I'm supposed to? You know, make sure you're doing it right too. So if you pay attention, you'll be healthier physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. You'll be reconnected to your energy. You'll be raising your vibration, but you'll still be grounded. So when the more grounded you are, the higher you're going to go. This is our theory right now. If you can integrate the both of those parts, you're going to achieve some awesome things here. You'll be happier. You'll be using energy of your body to change your problems, and you'll be whole, all of this, and integrated. So that's what I wanted to talk about tonight. It's an interesting topic, and I didn't know if I would be able to say very much on it, but apparently I could, and I did. So the body is very important. Since we are here in the physical, we do want to be there in the physical. Okay, so let's take some callers. Okay, so I'm assuming everybody who's on hold right now has heard what I've said about the reasons to call in. So this person called in so long ago. They called in before I was even on the phone. So we're going with them first. The number is 0288. So when I hit the button here, just tell me your name, 0288.
Hi, Bhavana. Thank you.
What's your name?
Bhavana.
Bhavana?
Bhavana, yeah.
Okay. I'd ask you to spell that, but I probably wouldn't be able to hear you all the way. Hold on, I'm moving my mother.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for the show, and it totally resonates with things. I do meditation and healing, and I personally meat. I'm Indian. I grew up vegetarian, vegan, large part of my life, and I added meat when I was 37 or 38. And I do my best to have pastured organic meat, but meat gets a lot of bad rep in this society. And if you're just going to eat a big slab of meat that's so unhealthy and inhumane from a factory farm, but I eat a small part of the cleanest meat I can with a bunch of veggies for my dinner or, you know, when I need meat, and I feel really good and strong. It puts me back in my body, and it's yang. So I just wanted to say, it's funny when all these people talk about vegetarian, vegan, because that's how I grew up. And it's not anything new to me to eat that way, because we did eat veggies growing up. But then I added these small portions of, like I said, clean and healthy meat, and I thank the animals. And I learned about meat. It's very detoxing to the liver. It has certain amino acids, some meats, not all. But it's a very different way to look at meat. So thank you, and I remember about the body and the messages, and I was calling in for a brief mediumship reading. I just wanted to add that reflection about paying attention to our bodies and eating what our body tells us, not what the society or some verbal discourse will tell us, and that's really important to tune in and know what's right for us. So thanks again for bringing that up.
Well, thanks for saying all that, too, because, you know, if I liked more vegetables, I'd probably be closer to a vegetarian, but I'm just not a vegetable person. My body just doesn't like them. And it is important to make sure that when we are eating the meat, that we are trying to eat good, healthy, you know, meat, not just, you know, sausages that are all greasy and that kind of thing, clogging our arteries. So it is important. So thanks. That was good. I'm glad you talked about that. Now, I want to know, do you have a younger man on the other side by any chance? Because I've got a young man on the other side. He's not old when he passes. Okay. So to me, he feels like he could be 30 or 40, maybe even 50. So that's young to me these days. So he doesn't feel
old to me. Like, I don't feel like I've got a really old man or anything like that. He feels younger to me. And I'm just going to describe him a little bit, and we'll see if it makes sense to you. And sometimes we get a spirit in, doesn't go with you, it goes with somebody who's watching. So hopefully that's not happening today, because actually I feel like there's this connection is with you. And the way he's coming in, I have to say, I very much enjoy his energy. There is a wisdom here. There is a feeling of connection with people. I want to call him an old soul because of the way his energy is, okay? So this is a person who would have understood life on a deeper level than so many people do, you know? He would have really understood it at a very young age and would have had a feeling of that deep understanding of how life works and a certain reassuring kind of spiritual vibe about him. This is an interesting energy. Does this sound like anybody you know? Because I really like this energy. I hope you know him.
I have many relatives that have passed on being Indian, and some did pass younger in their life, but my partner is much younger than me, and he has good energy. So I don't know who you're picking up on. Is it somebody alive or somebody in spirit?
It should be somebody in spirit. Yeah.
Family members who passed away 40s to 50s, but there's
okay.
So many of them. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So, okay, then we'll just play with this a little bit and see where we end up. Like I said, I really like his energy. There is it's a reassuring energy to me, and it just feels highly evolved. And I think part of the reason that he's coming in, because it feels to me like he's connected with you, because you actually are very similar to that. I don't know if you would call yourself highly evolved, but I'm going to, okay? I'm going to call you highly evolved, because you also have quite a lot of those characteristics that he has. Would you consider yourself somebody who does look for the highest and the best in life? You probably wouldn't want to call yourself as having wisdom, because I know you're humble, but do you make really great connections with people?
Oh, yes, I do intuitive healing and coaching work as well, but sometimes it gets me because I want the best for every person and animal that I know, and I got to have my practice of boundaries with not paying attention to anyone and anything and just going off in nature and hermiting or dancing my Indian dances, and where I'm not caring for anyone and trying to figure out how they can get the best, me included. This is really funny.
Yes, okay, so it makes sense, yeah, because it's the way he's showing you to me as a person who is there for people, and that you do have that sense of connection with others and how important it is to make that connection. And it's funny you mentioned the boundaries, because I know that you give, and do sometimes forget yourself as well. So you have to make sure you do that, and I understand also your need to go out alone and be a little bit of a hermit to kind of recharge your energy. Do you do any writing? Because all of a sudden I want to be writing. Like, do you do teaching? Do you do any teaching?
Yes, I've been writing more lately. I moved in a new home, so I've got to write a lot of vendors and stuff to get certain things renovated. And I told myself, well, just do some other writing, because all of a sudden you're writing a lot again. And I'm making a new class every now that I have a home, I can bring people. I don't have to rent anywhere. I'm just writing a new cooking class in a healthy Indian way, inspired and with spices of India and Kauai, where I live on the Hawaii island, are very similar. And you can get the tropical spices here from same as in India. Many people don't know that. So I'm just about to write, you know, some broadcast of this new class. And yeah, so anyway, it's been on my mind lately to write more, as I do boring writing. Like, do you have that piece of lumber?
yeah, that's not really very inspirational. Because I'm feeling inspirational kind of writing, and the writing where you would use it for teaching. So if you're getting ready to start a new class or something like this, that would make sense. Because for you, it's not all about just the cooking, of course. It's also about the energy that's involved with it, okay? And explaining that connection, too. So your emphasis is, of course, on the healthy part, but it's also on the energetic connections. So I feel you, how can I put this, infusing it, if you will, with positive energy and explaining kind of some of that too. So I don't know if that's your intention, but that's what I'm feeling. And that feels very nice to me. As you know, I'm sure that we're in this huge consciousness shift right now, and people are really needing the simpler things in life to feel secure. And cooking is one of those that helps people feel secure and feel safe. So that's important to them. So I can feel you doing that. And this person on the other side, I have to tell you, there is so much love coming through for you, and I know he's connected to you. I know he's in your family somewhere.
Would he be the man who passed from a kidney failure in a surgery? And many years ago, a medium told me that this man wanted me to teach people about natural and holistic health, and because he passed from a botched up medical surgery. And the man said, this man was like you. He was very jovial. He would leave the workplace at noon and spend his family's money. He was in stockbroking, and take all his friends out to lunch and have fun. And I have done that, even though I'm not a rich person, but I've gone out to a big birthday dinner and paid for some people because they couldn't afford it, because I wanted them to come. And so maybe it's him, this man is, I haven't talked to him in a while.
Yeah, it could be, because there's a sense of trust with him. You know, I feel like I trust people, and it's an expectation kind of feeling with him too, of just expecting people to do the right things. There is that feeling as well. Okay, so Bhavana, I suppose I should let you go, or I'll be on the phone with you all night and everybody else would be irritated.
I know, exactly. I was going to say, we could talk for hours,
it's
but we keep it brief on a radio show.
I know, but it was fun talking to you. Very nice. Well, you have fun with your project, because this is going to be awesome. This is going to be really good.
Thank you very much.
You are welcome.
You have a good evening.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, so that was fun. You never know what's going to happen. You really don't. It's amazing. Sometimes you just kind of wonder. So let's see. Let's go to this number. I guess I'm doing it by how long you've been on hold. So this would be 2158. Hold on 2 seconds. I got to get my act together here. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi.
And who is this?
This is Dolores.
Hey, Dolores, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Hey,
I have a question. Actually, my daughter. Her grandmother died years ago. And her grandmother lived in France. And Helen has seen a holistic practitioner. And she told Helen that she has some soul scars from this grandmother. So I wanted to know if you could connect to this person. She would be Iranian. And her last name would be Khodabende. I do not know what her first name is.
Okay. This is interesting. Well, I don't know if this is her or not. I do have a woman here. So do you know much about her if I describe her?
Yes.
Okay. Would you understand her to be somebody who's a little bit, I want to call her on the difficult side, because I feel an energy of I don't know how to put it politely.
Very bossy.
There's no patience. I feel no patience. I feel expectations, and I mean that in not a very nice way, because I want people to do what I want them to do. And she's not really nice all the time. Does that make sense?
Yes. No, she was not very nice all the time. She had seven sons.
Yeah,
she had a rough.
This isn't I was just gonna say, this isn't the person that you go up to and ask for a hug, you know? And I know her life was difficult, and there was a lot going on, and I know for quite a bit of time for her it was all about survival. Okay, I just need to stay alive, and I need to make sure we have enough. You know, I know a lot of it's about that. So her nurturing side isn't really there so well. You know, she does what she has to do, and she provides as she needs to provide. It is interesting. I don't know if you would know this, so let me know if you do. There is this feeling of her
holding on to, I want to call it a grudge, but it's bigger than that. I don't know what word is bigger than a grudge. I feel like I'm holding on to energy of upset, mean, grudge, resentment, all of those things towards somebody. And I feel like I held on to this for a long time. Do you know if something happened to her that would have made her kind of become bitter? Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Because
They had to flee Iran and move to France. And so they left all their wealth, and she was used to being catered to. And then she went to just, you know, a commoner's type of lifestyle. And she was very resentful of that.
Yeah, it's like a bitterness kind of thing, you know. Okay, that makes sense. Because I feel like I'm holding on to something, and I don't really let it go. And, oh, no wonder she's so upset. Oh, my goodness. She's got good reason to be upset. But with that, and it's interesting because you mentioned the soul scars, because it seems to me what this is it affects her soul, if you will. And I don't know if this is accurate. This is just the feelings I'm getting. So, and it feels to me that this energy comes down in the family. Okay, so somehow it comes down in the family, and it could be diluted. It's not going to be as strong as she had it, but it's still there. And the feeling I'm getting from her is the message of forgiveness. She says she didn't learn that while she was here. And I'm really strongly getting the vibration of wanting to tell you to practice forgiveness in her place. To send forgiveness to the people who hurt her and damaged the family. Okay, so if people here now in the physical have some of these kinds of feelings, and not necessarily because of what happened to her, but they may experience some of these things themselves where maybe they hold on to grudges or they hold on to things too long or they resent things. If they're experiencing those kinds of energies, my impression right now is that it's coming from this situation. So it somehow has come down through the energetic line here. I've never really talked about this, but I have to tell you, this is so strong, this feeling, that I'm like 99% I know what I'm talking about. Or should I say, I'm listening to her tell me.
She had this so wonderful life, and then she moved to France, and then she died of pancreatic liver cancer.
Wow.
And so she died angry.
Oh, yeah.
And this would be my husband. This would have been my ex-husband's mother. And so it was passed on. This energy has been passed on to my daughter. And my daughter does hold grudges badly.
Okay.
And so that was the question. She's like, will you get online and ask her?
Yeah. And it's a matter of practicing forgiveness. Yeah, well, I'm glad it makes sense. Because I have to say, this is like a crazy message, but it's kind of cool.
Oh, yeah.
So if your daughter can practice forgiveness to what happened to the grandmother, which is very interesting a way to go about it, but it makes sense to me. So to practice forgiveness in her place, and she may find that her own stuff gets dissolved and she gets to move into a different place. So I would recommend if she needs to do some research about what happened, so she has some facts, so she can understand it at an intellectual level, and then consciously come up with strategies, ideas to send forgiveness to these people who did this, you know? And obviously, we're not going to go in one session and go, oh, I forgive them for everything. That's not going to work, because she's going to have to work through, you know? She's going to have to work through the energy of the anger and the leftover resentment. And what I anticipate may happen is that she's going to feel what your grandmother needed to feel. So your grandmother held on to that energy, so she had that. So your daughter is going to feel that energy too. She's going to feel that anger, that resentment, that bitterness. She's going to feel that. But what's going to happen, because she's going to stay open for this, because, and you've got to tell her it's a process. So she's got to stay open and allow it to develop as it's going to develop. And then she's going to consciously send forgiveness. I forgive them
because they didn't know any better. I forgive them. Correct. They did the best they could with what they knew to be true. I forgive them, and I take the power of God, if she believes in God or spirit or whatever, mm-hmm. and I take that power and I ask them to help. I have to ask God energy to help me forgive them for what they did. So she works on that, and I anticipate that that's going to make a mm-hmm. gigantic difference in her life. A gigantic,
oh,
if she
wonderful.
Really follows through with it. And it is a process, mm-hmm. so explain to her it's going to take some time. It's not a 4 minute, oh, I'm free, because
right.
she's got to feel the depths of that emotion. If she doesn't feel the depths of the grandmother's emotions, because it's going to tie in with her own emotions, of course,
mm-hmm.
but if she doesn't feel the depths of it, she won't be able to get to the other side of it, and she needs to get to the other
now,
side.
This is all hitting. This is dead on, because my daughter has anger issues, and so, and she's ADHD, and it just, when it hits, it hits. So this makes so much sense. This is such a blessing
oh,
to understand and hear that she's saying that she needs her to do this so they can both go on their own path.
It is. Yeah, and I'm not one for believing that somebody on the other side needs certain things to happen to, you know, move on to heaven
mm-hmm.
or anything like that. But it's more than that, and it's just that connection is so strong, and I know,
mm-hmm.
and the energy has to break. It has to
right.
break, and it is okay. This is deep right now. It
okay,
is
you
got, your daughter's
you gotta go.
reason. No,
oh, okay.
I'm gonna keep going, because I mean,
okay.
the stuff that's coming through is so strong. This is so
okay.
deep. It's your daughter's responsibility to take care of this. If she doesn't break it, it's going to continue. So
gotcha.
She has to break it. And
okay.
it is a big responsibility, but it's not a problem. She can do this. She can
mm-hmm.
step into that. She can experience the depths of those emotions. And if she's willing to do it, she will
mm-hmm.
be set free. Literally.
Wow.
She will be set free. And the whole energy of the whole family is going to change. The whole family. Because she will have
wonderful.
This energetic connection, this
right.
energetic break that needs to be done. Wow, this is amazing. I'm just like, whoa.
Yes.
I'm listening to myself going, whoa, this is craziness.
I know,
but
right?
it makes sense. I know. I have never, ever
oh.
talked about that in a reading or something like that, but it is so, like I said, it's so strong, and it is so important to do.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a gratitude now coming in from the other side. A gratitude
aww.
that this is going to be and notice it's going to be taken care of. It's not trying to take care
mm-hmm.
of. It's going
no.
to be taken care of.
Yes.
And there's a gratitude for that. And also a sense of pride. And I know she's not one to tell people she's proud of them. But there's a
mm-hmm.
sense of pride
no.
coming in that the family is still there for her. Too.
Mm-hmm.
So that's important for her to know on the other side, that the family is there for her, even though there were issues. She
mm-hmm.
needs to hear this, apparently. I mean, her life was difficult, so no question about that.
Mm-hmm.
So there is that. Goodness
mm-hmm.
me. Well, Dolores, this was like the
craziest. Why, thank you.
Yeah, it was awesome. I'm so happy that I got you so that we could talk about
yes.
this, because that was wild. So,
thank
well,
you so
thank
much.
Thank you for calling. You're welcome. I want to
okay.
hear the result of this someday. So whenever it happens, you got to call me back.
I will.
Okay,
bye.
Now, that was really interesting, wasn't it? Oh, my goodness. You just never know who is going to come in and what they're going to say, and how the message is going to be relayed. And as a medium, I can tell you that was craziness and wild. I am, as you know, one of those people who
I don't take anything for granted, really, when it comes to mediumship, healing work. If I'm doing a healing on somebody and something really awesome happens, I'm going to get excited about it still. Even though I've been doing healing work for 18 years, I still get excited about it. Same thing when I get such a strong connection here, you know, between Dolores and the grandmother and the, you know, and what needs to happen. Talk about a powerful message, and also illustrating the connections we still have with the other side and how in this case it's so important for the spirit to understand what the connection is here too. And I don't normally talk about it from that angle. So I'm up for learning from spirit and everything. And obviously this is an important thing for this person on the other side to experience. So you never know what's going to happen. You never know how they're going to come in. You never know where we're all going to connect. And I'm so glad that she was the one that got through, because I might not have I might never have experienced something so profound, and so that touches me, and so I just do want to acknowledge that. Okay, so anyway, I just went off on something. So let's see, on Thursday I have my next show. I don't know what I'm talking about yet. We'll find out tomorrow. I'm assuming Spirit's going to let me know. We'll find out. So remember to go to lilydaleassembly.org and get your pre-sale tickets now, because you're going to save money. If it's a $65 workshop, you're saving $10. Good deal. You know, go for it. See what you can do. Get your tickets in advance. Go to my website, psychicmediumcolleen.com. And if you haven't signed up for my mailing list yet, you can do that and you get the free ebook, The Three Keys to Happiness, which kind of helps you reclaim your power, because I'm always talking about you have the power to change your life. So when you move into happiness, you're reclaiming your power. You're reclaiming who you are. And when you're living in authenticity, then you're back in your power again. Okay. Part of that is being with your body as well. Okay, I suppose I'll stop talking. I want to make sure I said everything I needed to say. I don't see any notes to myself. I'm a sticky note person, so I don't see any. So I want to thank you so much for watching and listening tonight. It was